Carnival Cruise Line was named Budget Cruise Line of the Year by Fodor's Travel. Determined by the Fodor's Travel editorial experts, the awards highlight travel standouts across a variety of categories. And the attorney for an American family whose one-year-old daughter died on Sunday after falling out of Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas said the child's grandfather did not drop her as it was initially reported. According to the law firm representing the family, the toddler fell due to an open glass pane that should have been securely closed. Either way, the child lost its life, and it's very tragic. And finally, Carnival Vista is headed to dry dock today for a three-week repair to both of the ship's azipods. The ship will resume service out of Galveston on July 27th. The ship has been plagued with technical issues since early June. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.